Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Mixed reactions after the Victorian Essential Services Commission yesterday announced its draft default power offer. In a change from recent years, they've recommended a drop, potentially saving residential customers on the default offer around $112 a year. But VCOS CEO Juanita Pope says the decrease just doesn't go far enough.
Too many Victorians will remain trapped in poverty, unable to pay their energy bills or forced to make heartbreaking decisions to find the money required. It shouldn't be this hard to afford an essential service.
A rare reprieve for V-Line commuters on the Gippsland and Seymour lines, with the Rail, Tram and Bus Union pulling the plug on Friday's planned 9-hour stop work order. Planned action for March 28 has also been cancelled as the union and V-Line embark on a 4-week negotiating period. V-Line CEO Matt Carrick says commuters should continue to visit their website for the latest updates before they travel. The Bass Highway was closed due to a collision yesterday morning between Inverloch and Wonthaggi. It's thought a car was slowing to turn right when it was rear-ended. Fortunately, no reports of serious injuries. And the Queensland Government has strongly denied getting legal advice about cancelling the 2032 Brisbane Olympics. There were reports circulating on Monday the government had considered dumping the event because of growing community anger around cost blowouts. Such a move would follow the lead of Victoria, which ditched the Commonwealth Games because of the ballooning price tag. Morwell and Shepparton were due to host major Games events. Checking sport, and it's a Marupna v Kyabram clash in this weekend's Haysman Shield Grand Final. Preparations are well underway for both sides ahead of the two-day match. Redbacks coach Jackson McClay says they've been training with the B grade, who've also made finals.
Yeah, the club's obviously buzzing at the moment, and two sessions to go for the week and off for the year. So yeah, pretty good feeling at the moment around the club.
The Latrobe Valley Premier A-grade Grand Final will also get underway on Saturday. And briefly, the Gippsland Stars take on the Hawks tonight in the VNL.